USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing four University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. His court date was originally scheduled for October 2nd. However, the legal team says they weren't prepared to present their case by that deadline. House Republicans may launch an investigation into the federal response to the Maui wildfires. Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday that he's very concerned about the response and questioned why there were so many deaths. McCarthy says he believes there's going to have to be a congressional investigation into the Biden administration's efforts. At least 115 people were killed in the wildfires. Hundreds, if not 1,000 souls remain missing. Boeing says a defect in the new 737 MAX is going to delay near-term deliveries. The plane company said yesterday that the problem involves improperly drilled holes near the rear bulkhead and may cause Boeing to miss its annual delivery target of at least 400 737s this year. So far, Boeing believes the defect is limited to a portion of its MAX 8 model. USA News.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
A new trend in schools nationwide is enabling some kids to take up nicotine, but the way they are smuggled into the country could prove deadly.
A new kind of vaping device marketed to children is hitting the classroom.
Not just with cartoon characters, not just with child-friendly flavors, but they're now being disguised as school supplies, innocent supplies that every kid has in their backpack on their way to school.
That's former National Drug Control Policy Director Jim Carroll, who says the biggest trend is disposable vapes that look like highlighters. Most alarming is the illegal devices are being brought into the country, sometimes on the black market with other illegal drugs. He also says growing reports from around the country show sometimes the devices contain fentanyl, which can be deadly even in small amounts. I'm John Schaefer.
Netflix is reporting strong sign-up numbers despite its recent crackdown on password sharing. The streaming giant reported a nearly 26% drop in subscribers in July over June, but June set a record for signups, leading to a net gain in July. Labor Day travel is way up compared to last year, especially those going abroad. According to AAA booking data, domestic travel this holiday weekend should be up 4%. Most will leave the Thursday or Friday before Labor Day to take advantage of the long weekend. The most popular destinations are typically the Pacific Northwest and bigger cities like New York, Denver, and tourist hotspots like Las Vegas, Nevada, and Orlando, Florida. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.